You are listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm Pete Lester.
And I'm Tim. Good evening. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an interesting program for you tonight. Hope you have a pen and paper by your side. We have some specials for you. And we'll have a little music and away we'll go. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We have a good program for you tonight, I think. First of all, I wanted to let you know that if you want information about CAGI or the intelligence service, just send a dollar along with a self-addressed number 10 size envelope to the intelligence service, Post Office Box 1420, Sholo, Arizona, 85901. That would be the Intelligence Service, Post Office Box 1420, Sholo, Arizona, 85901. Also, the phone number here at the Research Center is area code 602-337-2562. That's area code 602-337-2562. And we can send you out an information pack on the intelligence or CAGI service. Also, I wanted to let you know that last week on the ATF or the ADL reports, those are available and copies are $10 postpaid. And also, Bill's book, To Non-Members of CAGI or Intelligence Service, The Hold a Pale Horse, is $18.50. Members are $15.50, and that's postpaid folks, and that offer is open until Christmas. Please make your checks available or payable to Annie, A-N-N-I-E, and we'll get them out to you as soon as we can. And you also can send that to the P.O. Box 1420 Scholar, Arizona 85901. That's some of the information I have for you tonight. Now here we go on some more camping equipment. I thought you'd be interested in. Did a little bit more research for you folks. What you want to take with you when you're camping and hiking are fire starters. There's several types available. First of all, there's the military magnesium type. It has a magnesium bar with a roll of flint on the side that you strike with a knife to create a spark. Now, the best way to light one of those off is you do, on the magnesium side, you shave a little bit of the magnesium into a napkin or several small squares of toilet paper. And that way, when you light your spark, the spark will hit the magnesium as well as the toilet paper and start a napkin and start giving you a good flame if you have your tinder ready. Also, there's another brand out there called the Tinder Quick system. And what it is a round puff of fibers that you pull apart. And these fibers are very susceptible to spark, and they light in just about any type of weather. And in the Tinder Quick package, you have a striker that has a flint, and it's good for 2,000 strikes, and it's a good one to use. Also, the old standby, fine steel wool with flint, really works well. It's been the standby for scouts and woodsmen for many, many years. Also, the trioxin fuel, which you use in conjunction with a little stove that they do make out there, and use your trioxin fuel to heat water and such. But you also can use the pellets to get you a good campfire going. Gerber also makes a good fire starting system called Strike Force, and it has a little white cube that you shave with your pocket knife, and then the Strike Force has a steel edge with a round barreled piece of flint about 3 inches long that's in the handle, and you strike it and it gives off some good sparks. It's a good one. I used one of those over the weekend up here because I just got them in. And it's a good one. Also, an old standby to keep in your backpack is a couple of road flares. What's in road flares? Sulfur. Sulfur will burn, and it will give you a good fire and a good way of starting one. Another thing I've checked in today is sleeping bags. Now, we talked a little bit Friday on some military-type sleeping bags. And I talked to one of the bigger manufacturers today, and the best way to buy a sleeping bag is to buy one that has Holofill number 2 in it, or Qualifill. Make sure if you want a warm sleeping bag that it is double layered, and on the prefix of the model number it should have DL, signifying that it is a double layered bag. Those bags weigh approximately 7 3/4 pounds to 8.5 pounds if you're carrying them with you on top of your knapsack. They are a little bit bulky, but for the warmth that you might be wanting in cold weather, this would be to your benefit. When you're using a sleeping bag outdoors, a lot of them, the ones I'm referring to, have a Teflon outer fiber, which is a real lightweight, tough fiber, but try and use a ground cloth or your poncho or something like this to put underneath your sleeping bag to prevent it from ripping and tearing. You want to protect that outer shell. The Qualifill and the Qualifill and the Holofill, you get a little tongue-tied there, Between the two, you have good insulation factors. They carry approximately 4 to 5 pounds of the fiber filling, and the rest is the outer garment along with your zipper. Most of those bags are about 39 inches wide, 80 inches long, and they are a comfortable bag. Then we have the old standby militaries. The new intermediate bags are good for a plus 10 to a plus 45 degrees. They weigh approximately 7.5 pounds. And the military sleeping bag cover, new, weighs 2.25 pounds. The extreme cold weather bags are for a plus 10 degrees to a minus 50, and they weigh approximately 8.5 pounds, with the cover weighing 2.25 pounds. The double-layered Holofil bag, the temperature range on it is from a 10 degrees to zero. The Qualifil bag is from zero to minus 10, some instances minus 15. You have to remember, too, that when you're rating the coldness of a sleeping bag, it depends on a person's metabolism, how they feel, what type of condition they're in, and so on. Also, if you're wearing your long johns and things of this nature and extra socks, that also will bring down the degree temperature of your bag. So those things are important. I weighed these bags today to get the weight on them so you know what you are carrying out in the field. And that does help. I had a person call in today and says to the store and said, don't they make a lightweight bag that isn't so heavy, when I gave this person the weight? Well, you can't do that. You got to have a little weight if you're going to stay warm. Lightweight bags are all right for late spring and early fall. But when it comes to real cold weather, and this is what we're getting into around the country right now, you're going to need a substantial bag that has a little weight to it. Also, suggestions, wool blankets. And there's some 70%, 30% blend blankets out there, and 70% wool and 30% other filling. Could be nylon, cotton, and so on. Also, the military-type poncho liner, which I carry instead of a blanket. I like it a little bit better. It's polyester batting, much like the insulation or the liner in your field jacket and combat pants. And I like to carry it more than I do a wool blanket. When it gets wet, I can air it out a lot faster, and it doesn't pick up a lot of leaves and stuff that's laying on the ground. So anyway, also, if you want, when you're making a bedroll, you can use the 3 or 4 inch thick foam rubber that you can buy in pieces, or you can, people in the larger cities where they have a lot of upholstery shops, you can buy scrap pieces of this 3 or 4 inch foam. Use it. It's a good insulator when you're on the ground. And you can use canvas. But make sure that you don't roll yourself up tight, or you're going to start sweating and you will get chilled. So leave a little bit open there so things can breathe. Also, on layered clothing, it's always best to use layered clothing like we suggested before. You can always put it on as cold as you get. You can add to it, and you also can take it away as the sun comes up and starts getting warming. If you have a one-piece suit that just keeps you warm down to zero or whatever, you're going to start sweating, and then you're going to have problems with hypothermia. Buy good boots and gloves. Also, when you're out camping, folks, when you're in a tent or a trailer, there's a lot of catalytic heaters out there, propane heaters and what have you. Be careful of carbon monoxide poisoning. This can really put you to sleep, and you could put yourself out of commission for quite some time if you do get this carbon monoxide poison. It can kill you. Make sure that your tent or your trailer is well ventilated. The propane and kerosene heaters out there, they do give off fumes, and it'll creep up on you. Don't go to sleep with candles or lamps burning. Put them out before you go to bed, and sure, it's going to get a little bit chilly, but just reach out there and in the morning and get something lit, and you'll be all warm again. But don't go to sleep with candles or lamps burning, thinking you're going to catch a little heat that way. You will, but you also can cause serious accidents that way. Candles can burn through and catch your tent on fire, your ground cloth, and you could have a lot of problems that way. When it's cold outside, it's easy to fall asleep because you want to get warm. And this is when accidents can happen. Don't overtire yourself out hiking and climbing in the mountains and such. Rest often. You get yourself bundled up and creeped up in a next to a log and trying to get warm and everything. You have a great tendency to fall asleep. And if you're overexerting yourself and you've sweated, hypothermia here again can set in. You can get the chills and possibly freeze. So keep your faculties with you at all times, and just have someone around to help you when you're doing this that's awake and take turns sleeping or whatever. Also, you wanted to do some compass work. Learn your compasses, buy a good type compass. There's books out there, military books on land navigation, commercial books. The Swiss Army compass has a good fold-out that comes with their compass, and it gives you easy and simple using directions on how to use a compass. Learn some of the stars. From when the stars are out, you won't need a compass. You always can navigate. Learn all these things, and it'd be a great benefit when you're out camping and hiking, and I'm sure the family would enjoy it. Also, for you ladies out there, learn first aid along with the guys and your children. Find out from your local EMT person in town or ambulance drivers. You can go to call a hospital. Or your medical center, and they can tell you where there's first aid classes being held along with CPR. Find out about these classes, go through these classes. There's also books, many, many books in the libraries available about first aid and CPR. And these things are very beneficial to everybody. They can teach you quite a bit about the frostbite and hypothermia, snake bites, spider bites, what to do for it, as we discussed on Friday night's program. Also, there's a product out by Sawyer for cold weather. It's called ColdGuard. It's a skin barrier. You put this on, and it helps retain natural body heat with a wind barrier, and it keeps your skin moist, and it doesn't create a heat, it just blocks out the cold and the wind. And you'd apply this to the exposed skin before going out in the cold. Works well under clothing on feet and hands. And it's simple to remove with just soap and water. And that's made by ColdGuard. I tried that last year myself, and it's a good product. And I didn't get no chapped cheeks or anything from it on my face, and it did real well. Now we're going to get into, I wanted to read you a little bit of what Katadyn says about their water filters. The mini water filter that they have weighs approximately 8 ounces. The overall size is 7 inches long, 2 3/4 inches thick, and it's real good. It has a flow rate of approximately a half quart of water per minute. The mini filter, you can get as much as 2,000 gallons of pure water from this little mini filter. and the filter in it is a 0.2 micron pore size and removes dangerous bacteria and pesticides. The ceramic element can be cleaned about 100 times utilizing and yielding a total output of up to 2,000 gallons. It's a Swiss ceramic technology. One that we use out here is the pocket filter. It is a little bit bigger. It's 21 ounces, 10 inches long, and it's actually about the size of a two-cell flashlight. The flow rate is approximately one quart of water per minute, and the with proper care, the pocket filter will last many years without the need of a chemical and or its disposable elements. The ceramic can be cleaned about 300 times, lasting up to 13,000 gallons without replacement to wisely conserve our planet's valuable resource. And it features 40 inches of tubing and a spare O-ring and a lube tube and a manual and case on how to take care of it. Filters are available for it. I have information on this available. If anybody wants any handouts, send me a self-addressed 10-size envelope and put a stamp on it, and I'll send you one of these in return mail. We've been using one of these for about 9 months, and we haven't had any problems with it, and I think it's a pretty compact and a good piece of equipment to have in the field when you're camping and hiking. Let's see here. Oh, yes. Also, you want to have some food supplies with you. Bill has available the food storage units, and you're going to be needing water with these units. And these units, folks, are real handy for families, one person, just a one-month supply or a two-year supply, one-year supply for two people. These units are all nitrogen-packed. They also have a sample case available. And also remember, folks, these prices are real good prices. I checked around, and I haven't seen them that low. For instance, the sample case is $50, and it has an apple-flavored drink, a Mountain Stew, a stroganoff-style casserole, applesauce mix, a salad blend, and vegetable noodle soup mix. And it's approximately 8 pounds to be shipped to you, and it costs $50, plus shipping, which is freight collect to you. I've tried the stroganoff-style casserole myself, and it is pretty decent. I can't complain. The family unit, which is a one-year supply for a family of four, or a two-year supply for two persons, is $2,068. The shipping weight on it is approximately 1,078 pounds of 36 cases. And then you have a security unit, which is a two-year supply for one person. It's approximately 18 cases and weight of 575 pounds. And its price is $1,213. And then you have the modular unit, which is good for a single person. And it has 36 cases, 265 pounds, at $888. And folks, the prices at the grocery stores nowadays, $888 isn't much for 1 year supply for one person, I guarantee you. Every time I go to the store and look at the prices of vegetables and everything, I just shake my head. I just can't believe it. So don't forget, folks, these are good prices, and they're shipped freight collect. But make your checks out to Annie, P.O. Box 1420, Sholo, Arizona 85901, and the items will be shipped to you with the fastest common carrier that's available to get the product to you. And All you have to pay is the freight collect when it gets there. It's kind of hard to tell what the freight's going to be to different parts of the country, so it's just some things that we have to bear with is pay the freight. And also, I have some specials on the solar light that we have. We have a solar lantern, which works out real good. Let me get the price here for you. The price on that lantern is $119, but for the Christmas special that we're going to be having on it, will cost you $99.95. It is a single element unit, and it has its own charging system. Naturally, it's solar, and it's real good to have. We've used them out camping several times. They do hold a charge. I never did make check the time on how long it lasts, but it does do a good job. Also, the SolarX NiCad battery charger, which charges four AA batteries, is a good item to have because your radios will be working on AA batteries. Your flashlights, your spare flashlight, should be a AA. And what other type of equipment you might have, get it into a AA unit. And that way you can pick up one or two of these here NiCad chargers by SolarX, and you'll always have power while you're out hiking or whatever you're doing. The sun will be charging your batteries for that evening. Okay. Now, folks, things that you want to take with you on your camping trip are medical supplies, and make sure you have a good supply of medical supplies. And then I'll check with some other things with you in just a minute. And I've been very happy with Swiss America and the way I've been treated. They were here at the convention where I was able to meet Craig Smith and Gene Miller, for instance. And they were real nice to me and congenial. They've explained a lot of things of the money market that I didn't know. I've been in business for a lot of years, and they pointed out a lot of things that I was unaware of. So with Christmas coming and all, buy a quantity of silver, gold, and give these coins out as stocking stuffers and what have you, and give a gift that really means something in precious metals in its various forms. When you want to call Swiss America, call 1-800-289-2646. Or a simple way to remember it is 1-800-BUY-COIN. I've done this myself a few times. And then I have to dial the phone and BUYCOIN, and I have it by coin. But Swiss America is a good company to trade with. They've been in business for quite some time. They have a good reputation. And like I say, I've dealt with them myself, and I know others. And there's no better gift that you can give at this time of what's happening in the world than some type of precious metal. Because it'll be everlasting, and when a person needs to use it, they'll think of the person that really thought about them when they need to use it. So, again, folks, call Swiss America at 1-800-289-2646. Call them tonight. They have a message phone, and they'll get right back to you tomorrow morning. They have good receptionists down there that give out the messages, and they don't let you hanging on the line if you do call them during the day and put you on hold. So, folks, again, call Swiss America at 1-800-289-2646 and do it now.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country boy can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own boat too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folk can survive. Ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. And we can get a bus, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Yes, folks, there's a lot of country folks that will survive this, what's coming. And this is why we're trying to get as much information out as we can to you folks on camping and hiking supplies so that you'll be ready. And if you want to be ready, you can send for a catalog at Surplus and Stuff in St. John's, Arizona. That would be Surplus and Stuff, Post Office Box 3300, St. John's, Arizona. 85936. And our phone number during daytime hours, Arizona time, is from 9 till 5:45, and that's 602-337-2975. 602-337-2975. If I'm not there, leave a message on the recorder with your phone number, date and time, and I'll be glad to get back with you and answer any questions that you might have. I wanted to tell you some of the things that we do have in this catalog tonight. And we do have quilted liners that button into the field jackets and the new M65 field pants that are being let out on the market, along with the polypropylene underwear, which is real good. We have those items in stock. Some supplies are limited because my suppliers are getting limited supplies. Things are pretty well going fast in the way of clothing. And BDU's battle dressed uniform is the same way. We have a good supply of t-shirts and jackets. Don't forget there's various types of gloves out there. We have the fingerless wool gloves and the finger type wool gloves along with the outer shell. We also have the warm trigger finger mittens. They are new with the most of them are a size medium. There's some Gore-Tex gloves out there. I don't stock them. I can't find a decent supply on them where I can buy them right. But Gore-Tex gloves are real good. You want to use face masks in the wintertime to help shield you from the elements. If you're out skiing and hiking, they do help. They have them in white and vinyl and have them in green. They also make face masks in an acrylic fiber, and they're three-hole for your eyes and your mouth. That's a good item. We also have the fur parka hoods that fit on the field jackets, and spare ones for people that already have their extreme cold weather parkas. It's a good item. We also carry the Navy-style watch caps, both in wool and acrylic. And we also have the Jeep cap, like Radar had, Deer and Mash. We carry those in black and OD. We have Ultima boots, combat boots. They're a comfortable hiking-type boot. There's a lot of other good companies out there. Banner makes good boots. Rocky. The list goes on and on. They're all pretty decent-made boots. You want to get yourself a field cap that has ear flaps on it. They also have the Velcro cold weather helmet liners. They're real warm, keeps the back of your neck and your ears real warm. And then we have all types of different packs and related camping and hiking equipment. We have Alice packs. We can get you new ones, used ones. Extra frames for you guys out there that might have an Alice pack looking for a frame or kidney pad. We have those items. We have new shoulder straps for the ones that are starting to get worn and a little bit tartered around the edges and so on. We also have the Alice pack liners, which are a vinyl rubber coated. They have a set, one large and three small ones. We have those available. We have GI butt packs. The reason I'm not quoting prices, folks, there's so many prices to quote, and then there's some prices have gone up and things like that since the catalog was printed. Just order a catalog, and when you call in your order, we can advise you what prices have changed. Also, I have a good supply of the OD Korean Army Field Pack. It's a nice nylon pack. It's 11 inches wide, 13 inches high, and 5 inches deep. It's a reissue type pack, so that means it's ready to go again because it's been all checked out. And that is a good value at $9.95. And for smaller people, it is a good pack. This is Pooh's Choice. I find that persons anywhere from 11, 12 years old like to carry this type of pack before they get into a bigger one. Of course, it all depends on the child's size, too. Also, condition yourself when you go out hiking and backpacking. Don't try and go out there and carry a 50-pound pack right away and walk 2 or 3 miles, because all you're going to do is hurt yourself. Get your pack and put 5-10 pounds at a time and carry it a few days and build yourself up walking distances, 1-2 miles at a time, the same way so that you don't get shin splints and hurt your legs. Take care of your feet. One of the most detrimental things out there to your feet is athlete's foot. Guard against it. There's good products out there, Ammon's medicated powder, Desinex, NP27, Absorbine Junior. I'm not trying to give out commercials to any of these companies, folks. It's just that we've tried these different products and they work. I acquired a problem this summer. As much as I try to prevent it, washing and take care of your feet, and I did contract a little bit of athlete's foot, and it stayed with me for about 90 days before I was able to get rid of it. And it can cause some painful walking and discomfort. So beware of that little item out there. That little fungus can really put a bunch of campers and hikers out of commission, you know, if they do attain that. Then we have a small mini-size Alice pack. It's an import, but a very good, well-made import. And it's the Alice pack, only a cut-down version for the little people, and those are new. We also have camouflage Alice pack covers that will suffice for the medium and the large Alice pack. We have them in the woodland camel and the desert camel also. Also, we carry the GI sun and wind and dust goggles, which is a good item. And remember what I told you before, when you're out in the sun and you have a lot of snow on the ground, you can get sun blindness, so you have to protect yourself from the ultraviolet rays. Get something that will shadow that sunlight and prevent you from getting sun blindness, because it can be very painful. And you can just use regular sunglasses, or there's various types on the market. People that have prescription glasses, go to your eye doctor or your eye care center, and they can assist you as to what's best for you. You folks that are wearing glasses like myself, I just had my eyes checked last week and ordered another pair of glasses, and I'll use the old ones as a spare, and use the new ones because my prescription has changed. Take care of that item this winter. You never know when you're going to need that extra set of glasses or have to have your eyes checked. There are several types of new and used duffel bags out there to carry your camping and hiking gear. They range in various prices from $32 to $10, $15, what have you. Assorted sleeping bags, like I spoke at earlier in the program. Water buckets, towels. We have canteens, cookware. Axes, shovels, both foreign and U.S. Mess kits that we have. Knives, we have several different types of knives. The Spec Plus knife that I'm using now by Ontario, I've tried out 4 of their different types that they have. They're a very good knife. And they don't have leather. They have a ballistic cloth sheath, and they have a plastic handle on them. They're a tough plastic. They're real well made, and it's the handles are made of, not plastic, I'm sorry, they're Katrin rubber handles. They're very well made. You don't have to worry about the elements drying out your handle like a leather handle would, where you have to keep them oiled. They're easy to clean and to take care of and put a good edge on them. We have different style machetes, different lengths of machetes. There's several imports out there, but I like the U.S.-made ones myself. Here again, they're made by Ontario, which is a government contractor, and they are very well built, and you can buy them anywhere from 12-inch to an 18-inch blade, sawback or planeback machete. We have extra sheaths in stock and what have you. We have different types of pocket knives and axes in stock. We have a scout axe that has an all-steel handle in it with wood sides. And if you do break the wood sides, you still have a good handle to hold on to. Another good item that we handle is the outdoor dinner set made by K-Bar. And it's all stainless steel. And it folds up in its own little pouch. It has a knife, fork, and spoon. And they all attach together, and you can slide them apart. Very good item. We have various knife sharpeners and sharpening stones. That's a good help. Another good item I have is called a pocket mechanic. It's has a pliers, a wood saw blade, a regular serrated blade for has a screwdriver tip. The serrated blade is good for cutting ropes and heavy items such as cardboard and stuff, and then you have your regular spear plane blade and a little Phillips screwdriver, and it's a real good value. We also have collapsible safety scissors, which is a good one. They're made here in the U.S., and you can fold them up and put them in your medical kit or your butt pack, which is a real handy item. And then as far as compasses go, we have Swiss Army compasses, Bruton. I can get Silva. We also handle the numismatic compass and with the phosphorescent dial, as well as the tritium. I have the tritiums coming in. They've been out of stock for some time, but they're hard to find, and one of my suppliers called me the other day and said that they now are getting them back, so I have some of them coming in. We also have the military spec anglehead flashlight with extra bulbs. That's a good item to have. They are D-sized batteries. We do have the old-fashioned kerosene lanterns. We have candles. We have the different type of fire-starting equipment, like I was telling you earlier in the program. We also have the 82 by 51 inch survival blankets that reflects 90% of the body heat. We also have the military style signaling mirrors. They're 3x5, and it's a good item to have, and it comes with a carrying case. We have the potable aqua tablets. And I always carry them in my canteen cover. There's a little pocket for them. You never know when you're going to need those little pills to help purify stream water and such. And also we have the AccuFilter, which is a five-stage military-type straw. And it's used by the U.S. military and NASA. And it removes bacteria, viruses, and pestites. Cholera, hepatitis, and giardia. Filters any contaminated non-saline water. Great for camping and survival and emergencies. So you never know when you're going to need one of those. They make them as a straw, and they also make them where they can fit onto the military canteen. Another thing you'd like to have if you're out camping is a solar shower. They hold 5 gallons of water. They are a black, heavy type plastic that you can hang in the tree. And the, as you know, black will absorb the solar rays of the sun and help warm that water that you can use for any type of washing up, whether it's a shower or when it's colder, just to wash your face and hands and clean up before you eat dinner out in the field. There's just many other things that's available, first aid kits. By the way, I do have a limited supply of the GI belly stoves that work inside of the any type of a tent, and they also work in the military tent. I also have available to me zippers for the GI sleeping bags and GI field jackets, the M65s. I do carry spare zippers. Those are just little things that you might not think much about. But if your zipper's broken, there's nothing like having a spare one in your back pocket to get it sewed in there. Also, I have the trioxin fuel available for the little trioxin stoves that are out there, the mountain climber stoves, Esbit, and several others. So one thing, I had someone call in and ask me if I would go over the list of what you carry in your vehicle for spares when you're out camping. And you'd want to carry 3 gallons of antifreeze, 24 quarts of oil, one oil filter, one air filter, a set of fan belts, one upper and one lower radiator hose. You want to carry at least 10 feet of heater hose and find out what size you have in your vehicle. Some are 3/4 inch and some are 5/8 of an inch. Hoses that you need for your heater. You want to get a bypass hose if your vehicle has one on the front part of the motor where the water pump is that goes into the block. You want to carry some automatic transmission fluid, flashlight, a spare tire in good shape, radiator stop leak, a small air compressor. You can get the plug-in type that goes into your cigarette lighter, and it will pump up air, and a good tire repair kit. You can buy those at several of the big stores, and you can find the leak and plug it up and get some air in it and get going. A lug wrench, jumper cables, a set of wrenches and screwdrivers. Make sure if you have a vehicle that if you are using the standard American size 3/4 inch and 9/16 variety of wrenches that you have those, and if they are an import and have the metric that you have a set of metrics that are 9, 11, 12, and so on. So those are some of the things that you want to keep in your vehicle when you're out camping and hiking, because you're in the woods and you never know when you're going to have a breakdown. And with winter coming on, you want to take your vehicle in, get it checked. If it needs repair, get it fixed now. You never know when you're going to need your vehicle, and you might not be able to get it fixed if you put it off. So do yourself a favor. Keep your vehicle in good repair for when you need it. Also, we do have some repelling gear available, harnesses, carabiners, O-rings, and descenders, and so on. And then Bill also has in our catalog a list of the Hour of the Time tapes from all this year. So you can go through the list and you can check and see what tapes that you need, whether it's the Treason tapes, the Mystery Babylon series, what have you. They're all in here. Some programs that you might have missed with Linda Thompson and some of the other people. You can re-listen to them again and just order the tape that you need by number. Also, remember the special on Behold the Pale Horse. For non-CAGI members, it's $18.50. For members, it's $15.50, which is a real good special till Christmas. And then we have the ADL and ATF reports. And they are available to you for $10 post-paid. So, ladies and gentlemen, take care, take advantage of some of these specials that we do have for you. And if you have any questions, you can call the Research Center at 602-337-2562 or call me at Surplus and Stuff at 602-337-2975. We'll be glad to help you out any way we can. Thank you. God bless everyone, and God save our republic.
in liberating strife. Who more than self? Thank you.